Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A suspect connected to a fatal shooting in Kenai on Thursday morning is in custody after leading officers on a pursuit. Kevin Lee Park, age 28 of Kenai, was arrested and remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility for murder 1, tampering with physical evidence 1, and failed to stop at a direction of a peace officer 1. Authorities were called to a shooting on California Avenue just before 4 a.m. and found an unresponsive woman. The deceased individual was identified as Stephanie Henson, age 31 of Kenai. Her next of kin has been notified. During the investigation, authorities spotted a vehicle that matched the description of one that was reported leaving the area with no lights on, and they attempted to stop the driver. The driver refused to stop. The Kenai Police Department was assisted in the pursuit by the Alaska State Troopers and the Soldotna Police Department. The suspect was eventually stopped and has been taken into custody. The Kenai Police Department continues to investigate this, and for the latest details, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Bureau took up discussion on a resolution that would support a private boat takeout facility on the lower Kasilof River as opposed to government-owned boat takeout facilities. The resolution was introduced by Assemblymember Brent Johnson. However, after some discussion, the resolution was not adopted. Kenai Peninsula Bureau Assemblymember Cindy Eklund gave a brief report on this resolution.
It has to do with the fact that the state purchased property on the lower Kasilof River that was a former drift boat takeout site, and that they are planning to put a takeout site on this property, a state-operated one. There is a privately owned drift boat takeout site 2 miles further down the river, and this resolution is in support of a privately owned boat takeout site on the lower Kasilof.
There was a debate between the residents of those in favor of the resolution and those opposed. Those in favor acknowledged that a boat takeout facility is inevitable. Those opposed shared concerns that consisted of safety, accessibility, and creating a disruptive environment. The takeout hasn't been operational for years, and many are questioning why it has to be reopened at all. The alternative option the residents are proposing is having a boat takeout facility at the mouth of the river. The Kenai Peninsula Bureau Assembly recognizes these concerns. In conclusion of the discussion, some members of the Assembly showed support in favor of the resolution, while others were opposed to the resolution. The ending vote was 6 no votes and 3 yes votes. The City of Kenai adopted a resolution to authorize the purchase of real property for the public purchase of including the property in the Bluff Erosion Restoration Project. The property is located in the original town site of Kenai along the Kenai River Bluff at approximately 0.06 acres. The total purchase price of the area is $1,200 plus estimated closing cost of $1,200. The funds for the purchase are available through a legislative grant. Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander explains the property purchase.
This is parcel that we would like to acquire that is necessary for completion of the Bluff Stabilization Project. We've been acquiring properties now for about 7 years in support of this. This is the last property that we need approval from council to purchase. There's several others that we're going to be pursuing easements on, but this is the last one for purchase. Actually, Mr. Bloom has taken the lead on this one. This particular parcel, and has been working with the landowners for almost a year now, and we finally got to the point where that the four mutual parties that are owners of this have agreed to sell it for $1,200.
The Lower Kenai River has eroded the Kenai River Bluff through the original town site of Kenai at an estimated rate of 3 feet per year. It was identified by the Department of Army Corps of Engineers that this needed to be included in the project to stabilize the erosion of the bluff at the mouth of the Kenai River. It is necessary for the construction of erosion control structures or to provide permanent access to support the Bluff Stabilization Project. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.